Time now in our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Down one, headed to the third. Tom Ross scores to tie it about 6 minutes or so into the third period. Then they scored two. After they scored that fifth one, you kind of feel like, shoot, this thing might start to be to be slipping away from us.
Yeah, you know, and there's no question, Schultz. When you're down two goals, you got to fight back, and it's not easy fighting back. So, but you have to have a never say die attitude, and that's, you know, you just try to motivate the guys on the bench, and then you're hoping that in the next couple, 2-3 minutes, you can pop one, and then make it interesting, change the momentum, all that stuff. So, it's just a lot of momentum swings, but there's no question at that particular time, going down two goals is a gut punch.
They do score in bunches. After they scored the fourth one, had you had a timeout left, would have you considered maybe taking one just to take their foot off the gas just a little?
No, not a chance. That was their only – it was the first goal of the third period, 9 minutes in. We were dictating play all the way up until that. Just because they scored a goal, I wasn't going to call a timeout. Typically, you're going to call a timeout. It's going to be when – you know, teams obviously are scoring in bunches, and the momentum has totally shifted. At that particular time, the momentum didn't shift whatsoever. They just, you know, they got a power play goal. So, I mean, I'm not going to call a timeout after a power play goal.
You challenged the hit to the head, and I only saw the one angle of it, but it looked like it was initiated to the high chest and then went up to the head, which is a minor penalty for indirect contact to the head. Other leagues, other levels, you can challenge stuff like, you know, too many men in football, that kind of stuff. I don't know where I stand on the challenge system, what I would like to see changed, if, you know, maybe indirect contact to the head could be, you know, a penalty in football, for instance. Their rule is written head or neck area, which gives the referee a little leeway as to what they can call. What, if anything, would you like to see changed with that challenge system?
I don't know. I've never thought about it. I just, Schultz, yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm a coach. Whatever they change, I adapt to, and just I don't get too worked up about that stuff. But that particular hit last night, I've seen it be a five, and obviously last night it wasn't a five. So I'm not saying it was or wasn't, but it's just amazing how a different referee will interpret that, you know, interpret the hit to the head differently.
You won 33% of your faceoffs last night. Chances are you're not going to become a great faceoff team overnight. So what can you do better after a faceoff loss tonight?
Well, I mean, we're going with we started with our outside guy on a loss. Now we're going with our inside guy. We just try to change it up a little bit, but obviously we have to get, you know, we have to get a little stronger on the line of scrimmage, and that's what I call the faceoff. It's the one thing that's the equivalent of football. It's the line of scrimmage, and you got to get off the ball a little quicker. That means you got to get to the puck a little quicker and winning it as a unit. But no, it's been a problem of ours over the course of the last 2 months, and this one, but it's been difficult to rectify.
What part of the game did you like last night?
I liked our puck possession. I liked our intensity. We had more scoring chances than them, so we did a lot of good things. We played a good game. You know, you can look at the game, you know, like we said today, the general population might look at the score and say something differently, but that was a battle last night. It was a great hockey game, and it just kind of slipped away near the end right there. But at the end of the day, we played very well. We did a lot of good things, and that's what we talked about today.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Budweiser pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. Tom, you've been a home ice team for the last several years. That in and of itself is hard. Going on the road is hard. Aside from the obvious of buses and hotels and all that kind of stuff, why is winning on the road in the playoffs so dang hard?
Well, it's just winning on the road, period, is hard. And just because of all the things that we talked about at the press conference earlier this year, it's very difficult. You're out of your surroundings.
Carter Jones the last few weeks has played fourth line right wing, third line right wing, top line left wing, and now third line center last night. I don't remember too many guys with that much versatility over my time here. What is it about Carter and his skill set that makes it work for him and for you guys?
Well, Jonesy's got good hockey sense. That's probably he can pick up things quick, and he has experience. So, you know, a lot of times when you're in a pinch, you're using the guys with experience, and you're relying on them to kind of get you out of that pinch a little bit.
How rare is it for a guy to literally, you can put him anywhere in those top 12?
Well, it's nice. I mean, it's nice to have those versatile players. And again, like I said, Jones, he's got good hockey sense. He's got good feel. He's older. So you can put him in different situations, and you're not losing much.
After the game last night, I was sitting in the hotel actually working on these questions. Turned on CC in Denver, and they showed something that was pretty cool last night. The guy that ended up writing the song for John Denver, Take Me Home, Country Roads, he was in the student section in Denver playing the guitar, singing the song during stoppages. That kind of stuff doesn't happen anywhere, but college hockey is certainly a place where you get that student section going. College hockey is special that way, isn't it?
Absolutely. No, there's obviously some buildings that are more unique than others, but college sports in general, there's nothing like it.
Game 3 is pretty special, too. What's it going to take to get there tomorrow?
I don't know. We'll just... We just got to play, and we got to play hard, and we just got to clean up a few things and put the pressure on them. You win game two, that tell you, the home team, it gets nerve-wracking on game three right there. So we just have to make sure, like I told every guy today, I said, hey, you guys got to play with your head, you got to play